The Son of Man, empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Every word that Jesus spoke, every miracle that he performed, and every act of compassion that Jesus displayed flowed from that divine unity that he had with his Father and with the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said, "The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees his Father do, for whatsoever he does, the Son also does in like manner." Jesus' entire ministry was governed by this sacred law of dependence. Jesus did not move apart from the Father's will, nor did he act outside of the Holy Spirit leading. Jesus declared, "I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who has sent me." The authority of Jesus Christ was never self-derived. It was Holy Spirit empowered and directed by the Father. The purpose of his coming was not to establish an independent mission, but to fulfill the Father's plan of redemption. Jesus declared, "I came down from heaven, not to do my will, but the will of him who has sent me." Every miracle, every word, every act of mercy was an expression of that divine intent. When Jesus declared, "It is finished," his cry revealed at least four essential truths. Truths that we as believers are called not only to understand, but to receive, embrace, and live them out. They are as follows. Heaven's justice was satisfied. Sin's dominion was broken. The curse was overturned. And every claim that death and darkness held over humanity was destroyed. Praise the Lord. Nothing was left undone. Nothing could be added to it. The Father's will was perfectly accomplished in the obedience of Jesus Christ the Son. Because of that obedience, Jesus could say, "As the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself." This is the magnitude of the essential requirement of experiencing the new birth. That same divine life now flows through every believer who abides in Jesus Christ. Jesus declared, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water." Through faith, the believer becomes a vessel of that divine flow, carrying heaven's life into a dying world. Jesus said, "In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you." This is the reality of the union, the living union which we have with Jesus Christ. To live in him, to share his life, to walk in his finished work of victory of his cross. This is very important. There is no deficiency in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All that Jesus was, his name will always be. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth carries the entirety of his person, the authority of his victory, and of the fullness of his power. Jesus declared, "Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not just a phrase to be repeated. It is a commission that must be executed. When we pray in his name, we invoke the authority of Jesus' finished work. When believers speak this name, This name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, when we speak it over sickness, over bondage or fear, heaven responds because Jesus himself stands behind that name. Jesus said, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The power released in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not based on the worthiness of the believer. It is based all entirely on the worthiness of the Son. His name carries the full weight of his righteousness, the power of his cross, and the reality of his resurrection. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's what Jesus declared. To act in his name is to stand in his stead. His authority is our authority. His victory is now our victory. His name is our confidence before Almighty God, before man, and before the powers of darkness. Though now Jesus sits on the right-hand side of the Father, the ministry of Jesus Christ continues on this earth through his body of believers. Jesus said, as my Father has sent me, even so I send you. The same Holy Ghost and power that empowered Jesus Christ has now been given to us who believe. Jesus declared, he who believes in me, the works that I do, you shall do also. Greater than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. These are not poetic words, but they're a legal declaration of divine succession. The Father's work continues through his sons and his daughters, those redeemed, those who are anointed, and those who are commissioned to go forth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The ministry of Jesus Christ never failed, never lacked, and was never overcome by darkness. Therefore, the life of Christ within the believer cannot fail, cannot lack, and cannot be defeated. Jesus said, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Amen.